This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Akbar. La ilaha
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah.
Allahumma qalna rahmatullahi wa ta'ala wa la tukhlifu al-miyad. Inna alhamdulillah. نحمده سبحانه ونستهديه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله تعالى من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا إنه من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له كلمة قامت عليها الأرض والسماوات وفطر الله عليها البشرية وهي أساس الفرض والسنة ومن كان آخر كلامه لا إله إلا الله دخل الجنة فاللهم إنا نسألك من فضلك أن تجعل آخر كلامنا في الدنيا لا إله إلا الله اللهم أحينا على لا إله إلا الله وأمتنا على لا إله إلا الله وبعثنا على لا إله إلا الله وأدخلنا الجنة ونحن نشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومعلمنا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا يوم العرض على الله سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم صل وسلم وبارك عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وارض اللهم عن ساداتنا أبي بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي وعن الصحابة أجمعين وعنا معهم يا رب العالمين أما بعد My dear brothers and sisters شهر شعبان prepares us for the month of Ramadan Today is a very special day not because it's Valentine's Day but it's because يوم النصف من شعبان Very special day for our ummah Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen The ummah is hyped up And the ummah is ready inshallah For the month of Ramadan Whenever we talk about the month of شعبان Usually we focus on the incident of تحويل القبلة The change of the قبلة But today I'm coming to you To talk to you about an incident That happened during the month of شعبان And it was very unfortunate incident. It was very difficult incident in the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One of the most painful time in the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وهي حادثة الإفك. حادثة الإفك or known, better known as the incident of the slander. Right? And in summary, just for the sake of time, and then what are the lessons that you and I and our community can learn and benefit from this incident? That happened to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So during any of the battles, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would bring one of his wives with him. So it was Ghazwat bin al-Mustalik that happened also in the month of Sha'ban. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took a Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha in their way back. Usually Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as a strategic planning what he does, he leaves one of the companions towards the end of the army just in case, you know, someone gets lost to make sure that everything is good. And everyone is safe. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam left Safwan ibn al-Mu'attal, one of the companions. On the way back, as Sayyidah Aisha radiallahu anha, she missed her ride. And she was very skinny, she was very light, young woman. So they didn't realize that she is not on the Hawdaj. Basically, she was not on the back of the ride. So they left her and she was stuck in the desert. Then Safwan ibn al-Mu'attal, the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, saw her and he said, I recognize her before hijab, before she was wearing the full hijab, before Islam. And then he said, so he actually put her on the back of the ride and then he brought her to Medina. So in Medina, a group of the hypocrites, they saw this, you know, scene. They saw the incident. So when they looked at Sayyida Aisha and Safwan ibn Safwan ibn al-Mu'attal, Abdullah ibn Ubay ibn Salul alayhi la'natullah, one of the, you know, one of the leaders of the hypocrites in Medina, when he saw this, he started spreading rumors in Medina that Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha committed al-fahisha, committed this indecency with one of the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And I want you to picture this in your mind. Someone is talking about your spouse. All right, and that's not only, this is not normal spouse, the regular spouse, that is a Sayyida Aisha, the spouse of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You can imagine the fitna, the amount of fitna and trial in Medina. So brothers and sisters, from this incident, obviously it took like a whole month. Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha, she didn't know, she did not listen, she didn't hear anything because she was sick, subhanallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala meant for to her to be sick during that time, and she even went to the house of her father. Her father was Abu Bakr as-Siddiq, so we're talking about the daughter of Abu Bakr as-Siddiq and the wife of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when it was in a very difficult situation, and that shows us the human side of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Even Jibreel didn't come to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to tell him this didn't happen. Don't believe that. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam heard people talking and talking about his household, but he couldn't say anything. He did not have any evidence to support or to, you know, deny or reject the claim. There is no evidence. He trusts his spouse sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but there is no evidence. You can imagine the emotion of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam during that time. Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha, she knew about this incident later on. She heard about it. She was told what the people in Medina are talking, are saying about her. And she was extremely sad. She became even more sick, right? She said, I felt something was going on. Something was going on. And, you know, the one thing that really showed me that there was something going on, when Rasulullah, the way Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was interacting with me. Whenever I was sick, he used to be very kind to me, very merciful to me, you know, very compassionate. He would take care of me. But I noticed that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam behavior changed a little bit, right? And then when, subhanallah al-aliyah al-azim, when she heard this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed 10 ayah in Surah An-Nur. To tell us, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ جَاءُوا بِالْإِفْكِ عُصْبَةٌ مِّنْكُمْ لَا تَحْسَبُوهُ شَرًّا لَكُمْ بَلْ هُوَ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ. Those who spread the rumors, right? إِنَّ الَّذِينَ جَاءُوا بِالْإِفْكِ عُصْبَةٌ لَا تَحْسَبُوهُ شَرًّا لَكُمْ. It was fitna, yeah, but the society and the community benefit from it. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam learned from it, right? And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala goes on in this beautiful ayat. He says, لَوْلَا إِذْ سَمِعْتُمُوهُ ظَنَّ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتُ بِأَنفُسِهِمْ خَيْرًا وَقَالُوا هَذَا إِفْكٌ مُبِينٌ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, he's blaming the believers. He said, when you heard something like this, shouldn't you, you know, thought well and assumed good about your sister, your Muslim sister, your Muslim brother? بِأَنفُسِكُمْ. Whenever you hear something about a Muslim brother or Muslim sister, have good assumption, good husn al-dhan, بأنفسكم, as if like it's you. لولا استمعتموه ظن المؤمنون والمؤمنات بأنفسهم خيرا وقالوا هذا إفك مبين لولا جاءوا عليه بأربعة شهداء. Did they present any evidence to support the claim? No. But why everyone was spreading the news then? Why everyone is spreading the news? Why when you received a post on your social media and your profile, you started sharing the profile, all right? Someone exposed, look at this slander, look at this, and look at that. You absolutely had no evidence. No evidence. Nothing. Nothing. And you're just sharing, all right? And from inside, what do you feel at that moment when you know that someone is exposed? What is the feeling? What is the feel that you have in your heart during that time? Are you happy because someone was exposed? Are you happy because someone, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, lifted his cover of sitra? You need to ask yourself, right? Knowing what you know about yourself, and that is the irony here, right? We know what we know about ourselves, yet when we hear that someone did something wrong, we feel like they're terrible, they're bad. Look at that. Knowing what you know about yourself, all right? And instead of saying that, alhamdulillah, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues covering up my mistakes and my faults. Right? So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had sabr, and he was patient enough. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tried to verify إخواني أخواتي, الله سبحانه وتعالى سيزن القرآن, يا أيها الذين آمنوا إن جاءكم فاسق بنبأ فتبينوا. You see this ayah? This ayah has a, it's from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It has a solution to so many issues that we have in our community, in our society, in our ummah. فتبينوا, verify, verify. Ask for verification, okay? You heard something. You heard something. And this is even I see in relationships between husband and wife. Most of the issues happen because of bad so is done. I thought you meant that, all right? But I didn't ask. Why didn't you come to me? Someone told you that your coworker, your colleague, your brother, your sister is saying this about you. Did you take time to verify before, you know, forming the opinion and impression that a person did what you heard about them? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, فَتَبَيَّنُوا أَن تُصِيبُوا قَوْمًا بِجَهَالَةٍ. You know what does it mean to accuse Sayyidah Aisha of committing indecency? You know what it means to accuse your brother, your sister to commit such horrible sin? Do you know what it means to accuse someone of doing something very bad? All right? Do you know what it means? It means a lot. You can actually, this is called character assassination. All right? You can hurt them. They can hurt themselves. A lot of things can happen. All right? Because you did not verify. You did not go to your wife. You did not go to your husband and say, hey, what did you mean when you said that? All right? Well, you didn't go to your boss, your colleague, your brother. What did you mean when you said that? Or, very simple, brother, sister, it came to my attention. Let me repeat this again. It came to my attention that he said so and so and so. Because I have husn al-dhan, because I know that you wouldn't say something like that, that you wouldn't say something like that. Can you please clarify for me? Clarify. What do you think? Wallahi, uqsimu billah, that you're going to hear miracles. You're going to hear like, no, I didn't mean it. Whoever took this news to you, they didn't have good, either they had good intention, but sometimes we're biased human being, all right? Sometimes I had something against you, or you had something against me, and you started making up story, all right? So maybe you had good intention, but you did not transfer or pass the information or the news the way you heard them. Have you ever heard of the telephone game? It's fun activity, right? Telephone game, like, it's so ajeeb. Like, we have so many brothers in the masjid. If I go to the brother all the way over there, and I whisper something in his ears, and I ask him to pass it, to whisper to the person next to him, right? And the person next to him, and follow this chain, I promise. By the time I go to the uncle over there on the side, I promise he's going to tell me something different. Completely different. Right? Yeah? Because people, when they transfer the news and the information, they transfer differently. So what is the solution to this, brothers, sisters? Verify. فَتَبَيَّنُوا. Don't just spread rumors. Number one, have good husn al-dhan about your brother and sister. Even if he doesn't like me, I don't think he said that. Right? That's number one. Especially if there is no dalil. Someone is just telling you that someone did this. Or you thought that someone did this or that. Verify first. Right? Have husn al-dhan. And then verify. Otherwise, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَتُصِيبُوا قَوْمًا أَن تُصِيبُوا قَوْمًا بِجَهَالَةً. You will hurt some people. All right? Husband and wife. You know, if you live with each other and have husn al-dhan, that your wife doesn't matter what she said in front of people about you. Have husn al-dhan of her. That she was not trying to ridicule you or make fun of you. All right? If your husband said something and you thought he meant this, all right? If you have husn al-dhan, a lot of things are going to disappear naturally. Have husn al-dhan that your parents, we have a lot of our youngsters here, that your parents want the best for you. They want the best for you. Sometimes they pick on you, or you feel, you assume that they pick on you. They don't want you to have fun. Okay? Sometimes it happens, right? You should know that your parents will love you more than anybody else. For children, parents, a lot of times you assume because your child went somewhere or because your child, you know, they have their phones, they're doing something wrong. It kills your child, you know, confidence. All right? My dad always suspicious of me. My mom is always suspicious of me. All All right. If I go anywhere, I must have been doing something wrong. All right. If I talk to anyone, I must have been talking something, saying something bad or doing something wrong on my phone without any verification. I don't have any dalil. I just think because he's youngster, he's a teenager, and or she is a teenager, they have phones, then they must have been doing something wrong. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in this ayah, فَتَبَيَّنُوا, verify. Do you have dalil? Okay, there is an evidence. In this case, what should I do as his parents? I sit with my child and I teach them better. Because if I didn't teach them, the society is going to take care of that. فَتَبَيَّنُوا, it's very simple. And this is divine. This is divine command from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَتَبَيَّنُوا, you heard something about your uncle. You heard something about your aunt. You heard something about your brother. فَتَبَيَّنُوا, فَتَبَيَّنُوا. One brother in New York came to me before, and he said, Sheikh, it came to my attention that this, you said so and so and so, or something happened from you. Because I love you, and I care for you, I want to hear from you. There's always two sides of the story. Always two sides of the story. I mentioned that many times. When a sister comes to the office to talk to me about her husband, I promise, if you hear her side of the story, you will think her husband is shaitan al-rajim. What is the solution? Wait right there. I need your husband. I need to talk to your husband. All right? And when you listen to the husband, it's a completely different story. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. So you're not shaitan rajim, mashallah. You're like, you're not maulana, yani, mashallah. All right? And this, the opposite. The brother speaks about his wife. She is, a'uzu billah, she's the female shaitan. Like, right? But then you need to talk to other. There are always two sides of the story. Always. Before, because this is what happens. You're going to lose your sleep the whole night. You're not going to sleep the whole night thinking about it. Why would he say that about me? Why would she say that about me? All right? And then in the morning you come, hey, did you say that about me? No. Allahu Akbar. You missed your sleep. You lost your sleep the whole night because of that. What is the solution? The solution is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَتَبَيَّنُوا, verify. All right, verify. And this is on the individual level and the family level. Brothers and sisters, not everyone will love you for the sake of Allah. Not everyone will care for you and for your family. Sister, not everyone will care about your marriage. Not everyone is going to care about your husband. Husband, not everyone's going to care about your life and your marriage and your children. Before listening to advice from people, verify and understand. And this is how our life becomes much easier. If we listen to the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, إِن جَاءَكُمْ فَاسِقٌ بِنَبَئٍ فَتَبَيَّنُوا, verify. Otherwise, you hurt people out of ignorance. فَتُصْبِحُوا عَلَى مَا فَعَلْتُمْ نَادِمِينَ, then you will regret. Brothers and sisters, when you hear that someone's sins have been exposed, let this stop at your profile. Don't press share and say, I need the whole world to know what this person is doing. Allahu Akbar. What if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows the whole world what you and I are doing? How are you going to feel about it? How are you going to feel about it? Would you want people to share the story? And then subhanallah al-ali al-azim, because one shaitan starts the whole story, the fabricated story, and then many people share it. And guess what? After this, what happens? An apology. I'm so sorry. I didn't verify. And whatever I posted was wrong. So hence, I deleted the post. How many people didn't see the apology? Thousands and millions. How many sayyat and sins are you getting out of this? A lot. And what goes around comes around. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم. الحمد لله وكفى وصلاة وسلاما على عباده الذين اصطفى. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد, إن شاء الله بعلمين, tonight we're gonna have our program Welcome Ramadan to prepare ourselves spiritually for the month of Ramadan. Tomorrow also we're gonna have, inshallah بالعالمين, the second part of the program. Brothers and sisters, Ramadan is right around the corner. Prepare yourself, inshallah بالعالمين, and your family. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to allow us, ya Rabb al-Alameen, to witness the month of Ramadan and to be accepted during the month of Ramadan. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to allow us to witness Laylatul Qadr, ya Rabb al-Alameen. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive the sins and give maghfirah to those who did not witness the month of Ramadan or who will not witness the month of Ramadan. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bring unity and love and mawadda and rahma amongst our community. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept our amal. Allahumma ameen wa aqim as-salah.
الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
قيموا واستووا واعتدلوا يرحمنا وإياكم الله اخشعوا في صلاتكم صلوا صلاة ودع fill up the gaps change your lines استووا الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين يا أيها الذين آمنوا إن جاءكم فاسق بنبأ فتبينوا أن تصيبوا قوما بجهالة فتصبحوا على ما فعلتم نادمين واعلموا أن فيكم رسول الله لو يطيعكم في كثير من الأمر لعنتم ولكن الله حبب إليكم الإيمان وزينه في قلوبكم وكره إليكم الكفر والفسوق والعصيان أولئك هم الراشدون فضلا من الله ورحمة والله عليم حكيم الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين فضلا من الله ونعمة والله عليم حكيم وإن طائفتان من المؤمنين اقتتلوا فأصلحوا بينهما
فإن بغت إحداهما على الأخرى فقاتلوا التي تبغي حتى تفيء إلى أمر الله فإن فاءت فأصلحوا بينهما بالعدل وأقسطوا إن الله يحب المقسطين إنما المؤمنون إخوة فأصلحوا بين أخويكم واتقوا الله لعلكم ترحمون الله سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته There is a دعاء الشفاء زعفة خواجة وجلال محمد His brother Ahmed's uncle There is دعاء المغفرة Ila Bashir Bah, the mother of Brother Zishan. And there is also dua shifa for Abdul Latif. He is the son of our beloved brother, Asim Qaddura. He just got into, subhanAllah, a very bad accident yesterday. He's in the hospital. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give shifa to Abdul Latif. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give shifa to Zafar and Jalal. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give them shifa, la yughadiru saqama. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give maghfirah to anyone who passed away, Ya Rabbil Alameen, to make them for the people of Jannah. Allahumma aghfir lahum warhamhum. Allahumma aghfir lahum warhamhum. Allahumma aghfir lahum warhamhum, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Allahumma ameen. Wa sallallahu ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. We'll see you tonight, inshallah, in the program. Jazakumullah khair.
Assalamu alaikum. Some very important announcements. Inshallah, the Welcome Ramadan conference is starting tonight. The first session tonight starts at 7 p.m. And then inshallah tomorrow the conference will continue from 12 p.m. to Isha. Many great speakers are coming. And we encourage you to register and attend. There is no fee to register for this conference. Ramadan is starting very soon in 2 weeks inshallah. The first Taraweeh is February 28th. The first fast is March 1st. We are taking iftar sponsorships for refugees, for Muslims that are incarcerated. This year we are not doing community iftars and instead we will use the funds to support the iftars for the refugees and incarcerated Muslims. Please donate generously. The categories to donate are on the terminals, on the website, on your phones. ICF has made it easy for you to see all the Ramadan programs at one place. There is a Ramadan portal that is live. You can visit friscomasjid.org/Ramadan and you can see everything together, including the Ramadan calendar and all the important upcoming events on that website. We are accepting food vendor applications for the month of Ramadan. On Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays, we will allow food stalls or food trucks in our parking. If you are a vendor, interested in selling food during Ramadan, please contact either the office or go to go.friscomasjid.org/foodvendorbid and fill the form. Itikaf registrations are currently open, and you can again visit the Ramadan portal to get more information on that. Trav America is taking a Hajj group with Sheikh Salah this year. The registrations are still open. You can contact for more detail. And then Islamic Games are coming up on April 19th and 20th. It was great last year. This year again, it's going to happen in Colleyville. You can register at islamic-games.com and register your sports team and participate in it. Jazakallahu khairan.